This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, November 24th. Well, hope you had a good Thanksgiving break. Cattle markets were fairly quiet headed into the break. We saw the futures just, you know, slowly drifting lower. Cash markets have been under pressure the last couple weeks. We did see some cash trade start to develop on Wednesday at lower money. The Fed trade averaging around 176, which is down 2 from the previous week. Dressed at 279 is also down 2. Box beef values were mixed on Wednesday. Choice was up $1.19 at 297. Select down 115 at 268. The spread gained 234. We're sitting at 29.38. Movement was a pretty solid 170 loads. So far for this week, we're running at a strong clip as far as box beef volume, and that's encouraging to see. Slaughter rate on Wednesday, 127,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 378,000. That's 2,000 more than a week ago, and it's down 6,000 from a year ago. In the feeder cattle index, the daily index is sitting at 228.49. That's down a couple dollars from the previous day, but it's up 7 from where we started the week. The 7-day moving average is sitting at 226.94, and that was up 18 cents on Wednesday. So we're seeing some stability in the cash trade on the feeder cattle auctions, but we've had some days early this week and throughout last week where the markets were under a fair amount of pressure. So I would expect that 7-day average is going to continue to be drug lower, at least for the next couple days. Export sales this morning were a pretty solid 14,400 tons. China took 3,300, Hong Kong 3,000, South Korea took 1,300, and Japan took 3,500. In pork export sales at 26,900, also a good solid number. Mexico took 13,300, Japan 3,300, China took 2,900. We had a cold storage report out on Wednesday afternoon. As of October 31, beef frozen stocks were sitting at 444 million pounds. That was up 5.6% from last month, but down 12.9% from last year and down 10% from the 5-year average. Pork frozen stocks at 436 million pounds. That was down 5.6% from last month, down 14.5% from last year, and down 15.6% from the 5-year average. Poultry stocks at 858 million pounds was up 3% over last month, down 3.8% from last year, and down 3.7% from the 5-year average. So there's lots of debates as to why your stocks have taken such a big hit from a year ago. For beef, we just have less available. But there is some talk that, you know, with interest rates moving higher, it's just costs more to store it. And so they're trying to keep it moving. That could be part of the pressure in the cash market where, you know, the packers, instead of opting to, you know, pull back supplies off the market and, you know, support those prices, they've just opted to keep pushing it into the market. So that's one of the theories as to why the cash trade has been so weak. And of course, that has spilled over to futures as well. So moving forward, it looks like this week the cash is going to be weaker. That's not going to be very supportive to the board. We're pretty close to testing those lows from a couple weeks ago on the futures, on the feeders and the live cattle. And I would imagine markets are probably going to take a run at that, see what kind of stops they can blow out. But, you know, it will be important to see what kind of price action we get at that previous significant low. The momentum is clearly to the downside. Can you take out the low, see what kind of stops are there, and then bounce back? Will the buyer step in, or are you going to continue on lower? And that's a, you know, a key question, obviously. And so far, with the momentum such as it is, it suggests that you're at least going to get into new lows and probably spend a little bit of time there. You know, we just haven't been able to snap back the way we typically will see cattle markets doing after you get these kinds of washouts. So that suggests there's probably a little bit more to work to do on the downside before we finally carve out some longer term lows. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.